Today is Friday, October 18th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So let's get started. All right, so yesterday after I recorded, we watched TV because my life is so exciting. We watch TV, and that's about it. What did we watch? I don't even remember. I think, last night was, the night before was legal night, and last night was doctor night, or health night. So we watched The Good Doctor, we watched Grey's Anatomy, we watched New Amsterdam. I don't know if any of you watch New Amsterdam, but it's a pretty good show if you like doctor shows. And we all know that Big Fatty loves The Good Doctor, although he hasn't really talked about it much this season. So the doctor, now I can't remember his name, but on the show, I mean, I don't know the actor's name, but on the show, he's dating someone and she really wants to hold hands and he doesn't want to hold hands. And he says, I don't think, he's like, I would really feel uncomfortable if we held hands, but you wouldn't feel uncomfortable if we don't hold hands. And she's like, yes, I would feel uncomfortable if we don't hold hands. Holding hands is like how we can connect to each other. And I felt like if you're going to date someone who's autistic and you know that they have problems with like hand holding or, things like that, that it's kind of selfish for you to be like, no, you need to hold my hand. So I don't know. I thought she was kind of selfish. Anyway, we watched all the doctor shows last night. And then I worked today. But we're going to listen to another voicemail. So here we go.
Hi, Adam. It's Scotty Rosie Butler. And I've decided that I'm not going to call your show to pay out on you for your absolutely crazy travel escapades that are just off the chart. And I'm going to ask you, as one of the few podcasters I know that has pets, do you ever pay like dog walkers to come and walk Sydney or Gregory or Henry or Charlie or Shane or all of those dogs in your life? I'm using the PawShake app and I'm getting someone to come and walk Alan and Roxy, and they're going to charge $24 per walk. And I'm just doing one walk a day. What do you reckon? $24 for two dogs? Is that okay? Okay. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Gosh, I don't know, Scotty. I know. I've never paid a dog walker. So sometimes when we go on... So my parents and I kind of take turns. So Shane, who you mentioned, so Mark and I only have one dog. We have Sydney, and she's a little 14 pounds. She gained weight. She's 14 pounds. She's a little Shih Tzu. And we have her. And then my parents have a Cocker Spaniel, and his name is Shane. And Mark likes to walk Sydney, I say he likes to walk Sydney. Mark walks Sydney. In fact, when we were, the reason I came up to record right now is because he went to walk Sydney. So I was like, I'm going to take this opportunity to go ahead and record while he's out walking Sydney. But we do, I always train my dogs to use a doggy door. So for using the bathroom. So I'm kind of a terrible dog owner because if Mark wasn't around, I probably would just let Sydney use the doggy door and I wouldn't walk her at all. I know that's horrible. I know they need exercise and all that kind of good stuff. But my last dog, I didn't really walk her all that much, at least not regularly. But because she was trained to use the doggy door, when I lived in, because Katie, who is the one that my stepfather killed, I mean, he left her out in the sun and she had a heat stroke and that. Anyway, so she, I mean, he didn't kill her on purpose, but I mean, come on. So she was with me while I was going through a lot of transitions in my life. And she was with me when I was in an apartment. And then she was with, when I first got her, I was in an apartment. And so I would have to take her out and walk her. Although I didn't really walk her, I would take her out into the yard, the grassy area of the apartment complex. And I would just stand there and be like, okay, go pee, go use the bathroom, go, you know, whatever. And I would do that. Now that I'm a little bit older and I understand that walking is good for them, and I do walk, you know, occasionally, it's much easier to get them to go to the bathroom when you walk them. In fact, if I go for a walk and I haven't pooed beforehand, I find myself needing to poo before the walk is over. So I, you know, it really gets things moving down there. but I'm not really good at, I don't know, I'm lazy, I guess. I get home and I'm like, ugh, I don't want to go for a walk. But I do walk Sydney now. Mostly it's Mark, but occasionally I will walk her. Sometimes we'll take turns. Like if the weather is bad, so like if it's been raining, the little side yard that we have doesn't have enough grass, and so it gets really muddy. And Sydney likes, she either likes to dig or she likes to roll around in the mud. I haven't figured it out. But if we let her go out on her own when it's muddy out in the side yard, she'll get muddy. And she'll get mud all over the carpet and all over the furniture and all that. She's done that. In fact, she did that while I was gone in London, and Mark had to give her a bath. Luckily, she didn't get it on the furniture, but there was just mud tracks all over the floor, the hardwood floor. So on those days, we have to walk her for sure like three times in that day, you know, in the morning and when we come home from lunch. And then at least one time in the evening to let her go pee and poo and all that, because we can't let her go out, you know, on her own. But Mark usually walks her every day just once in the evening. And I don't do that unless, you know, I don't know. He seems to like doing it, and he's more of a Pokemon player than I am. So it gives him a chance to catch some Pokemon and stuff like that. And it gives me a chance to record this podcast. Long story short, I've never paid a dog walker, but $24 for one walk seems like a lot. Now, I think your dogs are large dogs, if I'm not, they're greyhounds, right? So I'm going to say that, you know, maybe they charge a little bit more because it's a larger dog and so they're harder to control. But then because I've never paid a dog walker, I don't really know how much they charge. That seems a little exorbitant to me for one walk. I don't know how much a walk, because if you multiply, if you have them come every single day, let's say you just do 5 days a week while you're working, 20, 40, 60, 80, 100, that's like, I don't know, $125, $130 or something like that for 5 days. That's $400, $520 or something like that in a month. That's a lot of money. That's a whole lot of money, but I don't know. I always thought it would be more like an hourly rate, you know, like $15 an hour or something like that, you know. But now, again, maybe a dog walk is like a really long thing. Maybe they take them to a park and they walk them and they let them play and, you know, they have them for a really long time. And I don't know. That seems kind of steep to me. And I know Australian money is not quite the same as U.S. money as far as value. So I don't really know, you know, if you did the conversion. I'm not, I can't do the conversion in my head, so I'm not sure. But anyway, bottom line is, I don't know how much they charge. But I think it's really good for dogs, so if you can't, I think, and you can afford to pay, I think that's really good, and I think you're doing a good thing to have them walked daily. Shane, I think my parents do take Shane for walks. And he also has a doggy door, so he goes out whenever he wants. All right, well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. That's how Scotty sends voicemails. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. I'll see you guys on Monday. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.